This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, March 1, Pointing to the Lamb. Our reading comes from Mark 1 and John 1. The beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet. I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the darkness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John 1. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one. John the Baptist met Jesus. Most of the people in Judea back then knew about John before they knew about Jesus. John spoke to large crowds of people, calling them to turn away from sin and to seek forgiveness from God. People were curious about John. Who was he? And how could he speak with such authority? John responded by pointing people away from himself and toward Jesus. A work of art called the Eisenheim Altarpiece, painted by Matthias Grunewald, shows John the Baptist pointing to Jesus as he suffers on the cross for our sin. This painting aims to show how John told people ahead of time that Jesus, the Lamb of God, would take away the sin of the world. The Jewish people who heard John say this would have thought of the lamb that each family had to sacrifice for their sin. See Leviticus 4 and 5. They would also be reminded of the yearly Passover festival, when they sacrificed a lamb to observe God's deliverance from slavery. See Exodus 12. John was saying that Jesus would deliver them from sin, providing forgiveness once and for all for the whole world. When you talk about Jesus today, you can follow John's example by pointing to Jesus as our Savior and Deliverer. You can trust that God forgives your sin because of Jesus' sacrifice, and you can invite others to know the peace of this forgiveness. Pray with me. Lamb of God, thank you for taking away the sin of the world. Help us to point others to you and to your love for all people. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.